The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Bobby Shooter. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, darling. Before we jump into the show, because of what you do for a living, Z100, all your connections with the music business, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Grammys. So a couple of questions here.
Yes.
Taylor Swift broke records. The first person ever to win Album of the Year four times. What do you think?
I mean, it's going to be one of those things where we probably might not see anything like that ever again in our lifetime. You know
four
what
times.
I mean? And to say that she's only going to stop at four, I could see like two or three more. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And you know, in 50 years, everybody's going to be like, Taylor Swift, that's the record to beat. You know,
yeah.
I think she will be the top of the top for a very, very, very long time.
Very, very, very long time. Now, I'm a little bit of controversy around Taylor, though. People are saying she snubbed Celine Dion. So Celine came out. It was a big surprise.
Right.
I knew a lot of the presenters. I didn't know Celine. So after Billy Joel, it was fabulous. Hello, Billy. Hello, 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 hello. But after Billy performed his new single, it was legendary. I thought the show was going to end. I knew Billy was closing the show. So I told all my friends, Billy's closing the show. Then, after Billy closed the show musically, Celine Dion came out and she gave out the big award of the night. Taylor got so excited. I don't think she thought she was going to win this. She got so excited that she hugged and congratulated all the people that made the record. But in the process, people are saying she snubbed Celine Dion. What do you think?
Well, I think at first looking at it, yes, you could easily say that, Rob Shooter. But you and I both have a friend who is very, very popular with all the artists backstage and at events. His name is Kevin Mazur. He shoots pretty much at all the popular events, including the Grammys last night. If you check, as of maybe about two hours ago, he posted a picture of Taylor and Celine hugging backstage that pretty much squashes any type of rumor of that sort. You know?
Yeah, it's literally the best example of a picture is a thousand words. It
exactly,
is amazing.
Yes.
And I'm told the picture was not staged. They literally walked off the set and it wasn't like two publicists were like, oh, we've got some damage control here.
You're going viral for all the wrong reasons.
We've got to make you two friends. It wasn't that at all. It was an organic picture of them hugging. So I think you're right there. And then quickly, Miley Cyrus finally entered the Grammy Club. So Miley Cyrus, many, many nominations, had never won. I think she had sort of given up on the fact that she would ever win. And so last night was huge for her.
Yeah, and I think it shows, too, where, you know, you look at someone like Taylor, who's composed, has done it multiple times over, you know, 14-plus times at least. And then Miley, who did it for the first time, where that excitement is there.
She's on
the stage. You're up against probably some of the biggest competition of her career, like Taylor and Olivia Rodrigo and Doja Cat. Some very, very big names who sold out millions and millions of tickets and arenas, and Miley didn't tour at all, and she ends up winning. So, yes.
I love that song, Ben.
And, and Miley did what Miley does. She was Miley on stage.
She's emotional, yeah. She was unscripted, she's sort of cheeky and naughty and heart-touching. She really was excited about this. I think, too, what really impressed me is when she said, this doesn't matter. I was happy yesterday, and I'm going to be happy tomorrow. And it's lovely to win, but she's lost so many times, she can't define herself.
And it sounds like she read your book before. That's you know what I mean? But you know it's interesting, too? She thanked a lot of people last night when she won that Grammy. But, you know, she was there with her mom. You know who she didn't thank? Dad.
Who? Oh, she didn't thank Dad. There's trouble there.
You know, she thanked literally everybody.
We have to get Kevin Mazur to fix that rumor immediately, the photographer. I know. It was wild.
She went from thanking everyone and finishing off with her mom, then instead of like saying, oh, and my dad too, I'm not wearing any underwear. That's what the acceptance speech was.
I love Miley. And then finally, I thought it was a great moment. Jay-Z got a big award, a big honor that night.
Yep.
And he told some truths
to the Grammys. The Dr. Dre Global Impact Award.
Yes, and he trailed some hard truths to the Grammys, who probably didn't want to hear it. In the past, they've been accused of ignoring female artists. Last night, that wasn't the case. The first time they ever gave out the rap awards, it was off camera and people boycotted them. And then what was really impactful to me, at least, was when he talks about Beyonce, who's won more Grammys than anybody ever, but she's never won Album of the Year.
Yeah, you know, and it is true to that. And even Taylor kind of mentioned in her acceptance speech of, you know, I know there's people voting on this, and you kind of think, who is voting on it? Because Drake even said it in an Instagram post yesterday, these people go anonymous. You cannot you don't even know who is voting. It literally could be anybody and everyone. It could be you and I, and we'll never know because they are there. You can't even Google who is.
No, you're not allowed. My husband Bruce is a Grammy voter, and when his ballot comes in each year, well, now it's electronic.
Right.
It's fascinating, and to see that the categories and you know, congratulations to all the winners. Like everything though, Jay-Z, every system has a fault in it. But I think when you have got the most Grammys of all time, starting to be upset about which individual Grammys you might not have, at least for me.
That's the top of the mountain. I understand it. You know what I mean? Like, yes, a Grammy is a Grammy is a Grammy at the end of the day. But when you put all that effort and you win get all those accolades and all those awards, but you don't get the biggest of the big.
The biggest
you know what I mean?
It depends on who you are, though. Like, a friend of mine last night who knows Taylor really well said the one award she really wanted was Song of the Year, which goes to the songwriters.
Right,
so the Song of the Year, Record of the Year is to the actual record, the finished product, but the Song of the Year goes to the songwriters. And ultimately, even though she's a global superstar, if you ask Taylor Swift, what do you do? She'd say, I'm a songwriter.
What do you think about the two things I noticed with Taylor? Using her acceptance speech to launch her next
Genius.
Album.
At the end of the day, Taylor is a business person, and
right.
I thought it was brilliant. Brilliant.
And then when they were at the, was it the Golden Globe? What was the one where she was talking with Selena Gomez at the table? And
yeah, Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes. She had a little fan in front of her now, so when she was talking to people at
Genius.
The show, she would put the fan up to her face.
We can't hire lip readers anymore. Taylor Swift, it is your day. Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay, let's jump into the gossip of the day. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So new video has surfaced. It's actually old video that has resurfaced. And it's Anne Hathaway, and it's an interaction with her fans. So I think she's in Italy, and the crowd are going nuts. And Anne is talking to the crowd saying, I cannot come over and do selfies, because if I do one, I've got to do everybody. But I am happy to stand here for a moment and let you all take pictures. Now, some people are saying that this was so rude. Other people are saying it's actually really kind of a smart thing to do. Where do you fall?
Yeah, no, I think it depends on the star that you are, you know, and I think, you know, being in Italy and the movie Devil Wears Prada, very fashion-esque, you know, like, and she is the princess of Genovia, you know, so she does have this appeal. Is she Jennifer Aniston? No. But is she very popular? Yes. So, you know, I think maybe you have someone else do it, because if you say it, there's no nice way to say it without you coming across like, you know, a conceited celebrity. That's where you have a publicist.
Yeah, you do.
The bad cop.
Yeah, I was shocked that she was by herself doing really not just being the star, but being the publicist.
Right.
And it never looks good for you to do it. Last night, Bruce was leaving Harmony and there was a ton of people by the stage door. It's lovely. And they wanted autographs and he signed away. But at some point, I wanted to go for dinner. And so I definitely was like, okay, everybody, we've got to get Bruce out of here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've got to go. Got another appointment. Dinner. But no, Bruce told me to shut up and he signed everything. God bless him. But it is interesting. But there wasn't quite as many people there as they were for Anne Hathaway. So right. I think, you know, I've been around J-Lo and Diddy and Bon Jovi and Big Sales Alicia Keys, and it's the publicist. You're absolutely right. But what do you think about this, Naughties? Go and vote, because it's our poll of the day. A resurfaced video shows Anne Hathaway, and she sparked a debate about turning down photographs with fans. Is she rude or is she right? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
So I think I'm finding a new trend with Kim Kardashian. She could show up to a party and she will have a new love interest no matter what. So this one, we're talking about the Grammys or the pre-Grammy parties over the weekend, Jay-Z's to be exact, and she is now apparently linked to Odell Beckham Jr., where they kind of had this little thing apparently where they kind of crossed paths at Odell's party back in September and back in November, I'm sorry, and you know, people started talking, and all it takes, as we said earlier, is one picture is 1,000 words. But if you remember, there is that party that Michael Rubin throws out in the Hamptons every year too,
mm-hmm.
where Kim was talking to Tom Brady, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. Kim and Tom Brady are dating. Now Kim and Odell are dating. Yes, we do know that a Kardashian loves a good athlete when they have the opportunity to date one. But I personally, I don't see this happening. Do I think they're very close because they both have children? They both are single, yes. But I just don't see them together, personally. That's just...
I have a friend who was out in LA for the Grammy weekend, yes. and that friend was at this party, and he said there were sparks. They said that part of that, too, is they're just so good-looking. When
exactly.
two gorgeous people are in the same room.
That's like you sparks and I on this Zoom right now. You know, there are sparks. Doesn't mean we're dating, though,
like,
you know?
It's like their avatars. They're just different to everybody else in the room. Like, it's
they
all
make
the smuggles.
A ton of money.
Yeah, they've got a ton of
they
money. They're better
money.
Looking than us all. They've got more power. Every photograph is of them. And so, like, they were sort of attracted by their own fabulousness, let's say. But...
Right.
But there was a spark. Now, that happens in life. If you were single, Gareth, if I was single, we saw each other in a room, we'd have a spark.
Oh,
and people
course.
Would be like, oh, Rob and Gareth are dating.
Did
and
you see that not- spark? Even though we're not dating, we would still have that spark.
We'd have that
though.
Spark. But if we were going to date, if we're about to date. See, dating's a very long process. Think about it in your life. From the first time you see somebody across a crowded room to the moment you go on the first date, it's baby steps. You don't just go from 0 to 100.
Yeah, but celebrities
and so I'm
are
told this is one
though.
Of the steps.
Yeah, what? Celebrities are different, though. Like,
no, they're not. When it comes, that's why they're messy, and that's why we love their dating lives. They're different in every aspect of their lives, except when it comes to dating. So I'm told this is spark. They're not a couple yet. Don't get ahead of yourselves. But Kim is single. She's moved on a little bit. It's took her a while to get over.
But just
Kanye
wait till the next party,
divorce.
Though, Rob. You know what's going to happen.
But
the
we're
going
to gossip about it right now. I'm not going to wait for it to be a fact. If I see you raising an eyebrow, I'd be like, oh, it started. Ooh.
Oh, is that all it takes? Is it an eyebrow?
All it takes is an eyebrow raise.
I'm shaving my eyebrows.
Oh, don't you dare. Okay, this story's wild. Talk about romance and what happens when it doesn't work out. So Brad Pitt has been fighting with Angelina Jolie over Chateau Miravel. This is their $60 million. Yeah, $60 million in France. Now, this is what's so interesting. When they got together, when they got married, he owned 60% and she owned 40%. So he gifted her his additional 10%. So they're a married couple and they both own 50-50. It symbolised the new partnership.
And now it's biting them in the butt.
Well, now he wants that 10% back and it looks like he's going to get it.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're in court fighting. And at the moment, a judge has ruled in his favour, which I think is wrong, Garrett. If we get married and I give you an extra 10% of the shooter company, I give it you. You can't give and then take away.
If you
he gave it.
If you gave me 10% of Harmony, I'm not giving that back.
No.
I'm going to take it to the bank. Mm. I mean, it's a very popular show.
You can't. you can't give and take back. It's like if I give you a pair of socks for your birthday. If we fall out, I can't get those
you
socks back.
You give me socks. We're not friends, okay? I think I deserve a little bit more than socks from you.
You'll get some nice underwear. Oof, too racy. Too racy. It's complicated, this one. Yeah. I want these two to be happy. I do. This divorce has been going on too long. Yes, now they're fighting over money, but they're really fighting about it. And let's be honest, anyone that's had a divorce, you want to hurt the other person. They're just so angry with one another. He's got so much money. Would 10%, would that make the difference? Would owning 50% or 60% change Brad Pitt's life?
That's pure hate right there. That is
nastiness.
They dislike each other so much, they literally will argue over 10% of a very profitable rosé wine company.
There's enough money here for not just Brad and Angie, but almost all of us. You two get it together.
If I was the judge, I forget the story where Cain and Abel, I don't know, where they were, let's split the baby in half, and then someone goes, no, don't do that, and then the judge would be like, oh no, you keep the baby, you love the baby so much, you want us.
I wish the two of them could just take a step back. Okay, quickly before we get a break.
Yes.
Melissa Etheridge, worried about Taylor Swift. What's going on?
Yes, she is worried that Travis Kelce might retire early to be with Taylor. I love that Melissa Etheridge checking in on the NFL. Like, she's an analyst.
She loves
on
the
Sunday.
NFL. She like loves it.
Melissa Etheridge and Kurt Metaphy checking in and talking about the NFL stuff. So she was just joking around, of course, thinking that Travis Kelce might consider early retirement, which it really isn't early. He's on that brink of, like, you know, next couple of years he could easily retire and have plenty of money, so don't worry
about
Travis.
Isn't that crazy?
It was a very lighthearted comment by Melissa, and she acknowledged the professionalism of athletes like Travis, emphasizing the distractions wouldn't likely affect their commitment. As we've seen, I mean, these two have been, Travis and Taylor have been on the front cover of literally everything and anything. Funny enough, he wasn't mentioned last night at the Grammys, though.
Mentioned. Yeah, forget Celine Dion. She didn't thank her boyfriend.
That would have been something, huh? If she if she thanked Travis or even said good luck in the Super Bowl next weekend.
That's right. Maybe she. I did gasp, though, when she said, I've been keeping a secret from you.
But when she said 2 years, though. If she said 2 years and she's been dating Travis for 2 years and we had no idea up until this year,
I would say
credit to her, credit to her team.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the case either, you know?
I thought she was going to say she was pregnant. I've been keeping a secret. I did. But then when she said 2 years, I'm not good at biology. But even I knew that didn't feel right.
So before she was walking in with Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift
turned up a little late.
And she said something of, should I set my clock for 12 o'clock? So I don't know if she was going to make the announcement of her new album.
Regardless.
She was regardless, but maybe she took that opportunity when she won her 13th Grammy, her favorite number, to announce it. Or if she didn't win at all.
Maybe she wasn't going to do it.
The backup plan was going to be midnight after the Grammys.
Maybe. She's really, really smart. And she's in charge of a marketing campaign here. She's like her own manager, Taylor Swift. We love you. Don't worry, Melissa. Don't worry. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with a dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Thank you, darling. Last show, we talked about Britney Spears slamming Justin Timberlake, saying, go home crying to your mom. So these two are going back and forth. She lashed out in her book, rightfully so, I think. She told her truth. And then he did his song, Cry Me a River, which really was a song about Britney. There's somebody in the video that looks just like her. He sang that recently and said that he doesn't have to apologize to anybody. She heard that. You know what it is here? You two just stop talking about one another. That would be the best solution here. But what do you think about this? Will these two ever find peace? Let's have a look. 70% said no. This is going to be now a new normal. These two going at each other. Oh, too bad. Too bad. Hey, don't forget to vote. In today's poll, go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Oh. Well, we could say nicest, but it feels like it's the naughtiest as well. So Donald Glover, he is actually in that new series, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm. And he was sharing something that was very, very crucial, important bedroom lesson that he has learned. He says that a very crucial piece of advice for the bedroom, emphasizing the importance of... going slow to make everything more romantic and appreciative. So this is what he said. He suggests that taking things slow applies not only to foreplay, but to every aspect, making the experience more meaningful. This, though he is an actor, this is more of the artist speaking right now, not the actor side of thing, I feel. He emphasizes the advice, especially for guys, encouraging them to take their time, because I think we all have those friends that are just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, see you later. I did the deed. So I get it. Go slow.
Enjoy. Go slow. Yeah. Go slow. That's a good advice, I think, in the bedroom or out. You know, I hate talking about sex, so we will move along.
Is that why I did it?
I'm not doing that story. I don't like talking about it.
Devilish bastard.
Go slow. Okay, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Dua Lipa's movie has bombed at the box office. So despite having an all-star cast, it's a huge cast. Henry Cavill, Sam Rockwell, John Cena. It has done not very well at all this weekend. I think only taking in about $16, $17 million. Now, remember, it cost at least $200 million, so that's not good. If a movie costs $1 million and you make $17 million, everybody's popping champagne. It's great.
Oh,
it's the cost. It's not how much you make at the box office.
You know what I think it costs. I think I know what it is. There's two things. First, when a movie has this many stars, no matter what type of movie it is, Rob Shooter, it does not do well. Okay, so on paper, it sounds great.
Yeah, add more, and it takes away.
Remember all those like Valentine's movies?
Yes,
New Year's Eve?
Yes.
They never did well either. But here's the thing. I think they should have leaned into the Taylor Swift conspiracies. You know, that Taylor Swift wrote Argyle, that she was a secret
writer. There was a whole silly conspiracy rumor about it.
They should have leaned into it as opposed to, nope, not the truth. This is my project.
I know.
All they needed to say was,
maybe.
I've been hearing that, but yes. I don't know. I haven't seen her.
I don't know.
But people have been saying it all over the set.
I got a missed call yesterday from TS. Yes. No, you've got a good point.
Too bad.
I haven't seen it yet, but I better see it fast because it's not going to be there long. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob.
You got to Rob.
We do not call it we esteem. We don't call it our esteem. We don't call it us esteem. We call it self-esteem because no one got to believe it but you. Niecy Nash recently said this when she won a Golden Globe, and I can't stop thinking about it. Self-esteem, it's about self. It's about who you are. And so it's not we, it's not they. You gotta start believing in yourself. Let me give you a quick definition before we go. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you value and perceive yourself. It's got to start with you. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.